الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. We continue in discussing this important subject, which is the names of Allah, the Most High, the One free of all imperfection. And now we move to the second part, and the second part is under the title Asma'ullahi Kulluha Husna. All of Allah's names are Husna. What does the term Husna mean? The term Husna means the best, being most perfect and most beautiful. Being the best, most perfect and most beautiful. Allah, in four places in the Quran, Allah described all of His names as Husna. He said in Surah Al-A'raf, chapter 7, verse 180, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا وَذَرُوا الَّذِينَ يُلْحِدُونَ فِي أَسْمَائِهِ سَيُجْزَوْنَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And all the most beautiful names belong to Allah, so call on Him by them. So call on Him by them, and leave the company of those who belie, deny, alter, or utter impious speech against His names. They will be requited for what they used to do. They will be requited for what they used to do. Also, we read in Surah Al-Isra, which is chapter 17, verse 110, قُلْ ادْعُوا اللَّهَ أَوْ ادْعُوا الرَّحْمَنَ أَيَّمَّا تَدْعُوا فَلَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, invoke Allah, or invoke Ar-Rahman, meaning the most beneficent Allah. By whatever name you invoke Him, it is the same. For Him belongs the best names. For Him belong the best names. Also, in Surah Taha, chapter 20, verse 8. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa lahul asma'ul husna. Allah la ilaha illa huwa means none has the right to be worshipped but He. To Him belongs the best names. To Him belong the best names. Also, we read in Surah Al-Hashr, which is chapter 59, verse 24, هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى. He is Allah, the creator, the inventor of all things, the bestower of forms. To Him belongs the best names. To Him belong the best names. What does Al-Husna mean? What does Al-Husna mean? First, all of Allah's names indicate and affirm His perfect attributes because they are derived from the attributes. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I will repeat this. All of Allah's names indicate and affirm His perfect attributes. Okay, so they are names as well as attributes. So they are names as well as attributes. That's why they are husna. That's why they are husna, meaning best and most perfect. Had they only been alfaz, meaning words without meaning, they would have not been husna. Instead, they would exclusively be names devoid of praise and perfectness. Allah is glorified above having names without meaning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is glorified above having names without meaning. For example, one of Allah's names is Al-Qawi, meaning the most strong. One of Allah's names is Al-Qawi, meaning the most strong, which affirms the perfect strength of Allah, which affirms the perfect strength of Allah. The name Al-Qawi, this name implicates that his perfect strength is not preceded by weakness, nor that it will come to an end, Another name of Allah is Al-Hayy. Al-Hayy, the living, implicates perfect living that is neither preceded by Adam, by non-existence, nor coming to a not. I will repeat. Another name of Allah is Al-Hayy, the living, implicates perfect living that is neither preceded by Adam, by non-existence, nor coming to naught. His living, Allah's living, entails perfect qualities like knowledge, power, hearing, seeing, as well as other qualities. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah, another name of Allah, for example, is Al-Alim. Al-Alim, the all-knowledgeable, implicates perfect knowledge that is neither preceded by ignorance, nor does it end in forgetfulness. I will repeat. The name Al-Alim, the all-knowledgeable, implicates perfect knowledge that is neither preceded by jahl, by ignorance, nor does it end in forgetfulness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, عِلْمُهَا عِنْدَ رَبِّي, on the tongue of Musa, عِلْمُهَا عِنْدَ رَبِّي فِي كِتَابٍ لَا يَضِلُّ رَبِّي وَلَا يَنْسَى, in Surah Taha 20:52. The knowledge is with my Rabb, my Lord, Allah, in a record. My Lord is neither unaware nor he forgets. My Lord is neither unaware nor he forgets. The case is also true with the name Ar-Rahman. The most beneficent, which implicates the perfect mercy of Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about Allah's mercy when he saw a woman from As-Sabi. As-Sabi meaning war prisoners, from children and women only. This is As-Sabi. When he saw this woman milking her breasts to feed, and whenever she found a child amongst the captives, she took it over her chest and nursed it. She had lost her child, by the way, but later she found him. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to us, meaning to the companions, do you think that this lady can throw her son into the fire? We replied, no, if she has the power not to throw it in the fire. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said, Allah is more merciful to his slaves than this mother to her son. Allah is more merciful to his slaves than this mother to her son. This hadith is reported in Al-Bukhari, in Sahih Al-Bukhari, volume 8, number 28. The name Ar-Rahman, the most merciful, implicitly denotes that the mercy of Allah embraces everything. Second, this is the first aspect of what does Al-Husna means. Okay? Now, secondly, all of Allah's names are perfect, unique, and qualitative nouns that denote the essence of Allah. I will repeat, all of Allah's names are perfect, unique, and qualitative nouns that denote the essence of Allah Himself. In this regard, they are synonymous. The names are qualitative Because the names are qualitative, because they are attributes of perfect meanings. The names are qualitative because they are attributes of perfect meanings. However, as attributes, they are distinct. Look at this. As attributes, they are distinct. So, Al-Hayy, the living, is one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ever-living. Al-Alim, the all-knowledgeable. Al-Aziz, the almighty. Al-Sami', the all-hearing. Al-Basir, the all-seer. Ar-Rahim, the most merciful. All are names of the one and only one true God, Allah, but each has a different meaning. They are not different entities. Each has a different meaning. So this is another thing which makes them best. Third thing, the name Allah, the name of the Majesty, Allah, denotes all, underline this word all, denotes all the names as well as the attributes. Denotes all the names as well as the attributes. Please try to invite as much as people as you can, Jazakumullah khair, from your lists, because of the importance of this matter in our creed. Jazakumullah khair. So that the people, inshallah, can benefit. The name Allah denotes all the names as well as the attributes. One may say that Allah is Ar-Rahman, the most beneficent, and that Ar-Rahman is the name of Allah. But it is wrong to say that Allah is one of the names of Ar-Rahman. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It is wrong to say that Allah is one of the names of Ar-Rahman, of the most beneficent, or Al-Aziz, or Almighty. Thus, the name Allah denotes and encompasses all the meanings of Al-Asma Al-Husna, of the most beautiful names. The name Allah is derived from the attribute Ilahiyya, meaning being the only true God worthy of being worshipped, loved, glorified, and sought at all times. I will repeat. The name Allah is derived from the attribute of Al-Ilahiyya, which is being the only true God worthy of being worshipped, loved, glorified, and sought at all times. Because Allah is, number one, the Lord of Al-Alameen, because He is the Lord of Al-Alameen, the Lord of all that exists, the Lord of all creation. He does not leave His slaves without guidance. His actions, ability, giving and holding, perfect running of the affairs, bestowing of favors and infliction of harm are especially associated with this name, Ar-Rabb. Especially associated with His name, Ar-Rabb. Secondly, Ar-Rahman, the most beneficent, does not neglect His slaves. Implicit in His name are the merciful acts of sending messengers and books of revelation, bringing life to the hearts of men by making them knowledgeable of Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is more profound than the physical nourishment of creation. This is more profound than the physical nourishment of creation. His kindness, courtesy, and generosity and favoring are especially associated with the name Ar-Rahman. They are specially associated with the name Ar-Rahman, the most beneficent. Ar-Rahman, mercy, is His attribute and embraces everything. That's why Allah's istiwa, Allah's rising above His throne, most often is associated with the name Ar-Rahman, is most often associated with the name Ar-Rahman, the most merciful. Why? Because the magnificent and the great Arsh throne is above creation and encompasses it, and Ar-Rahma, which is Allah's mercy, embraces all creation as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ar-Rahman. Look, he started with what? Ar-Rahman. The most beneficent. Ar-Rahmanu ala al-arsh istawa. Taha 25. Ar-Rahman, the most beneficent, Allah, istawa, rose over the mighty throne. And then about his rahmah, Allah says, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ 7156. And my rahmah, my mercy, embraces all things. So try to relate this, subhanAllah, this benefit, that the magnificent and the great arsh is above creation and encompasses it. And ar-rahmah embraces all creation. That's why they are linked. Ar-Rahmanu ala al-arsh istawa. The relationship between the magnificent arsh, the magnificent throne, and mercy and ar-rahmah is further emphasized by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who said, لَمَّا قَضَى اللَّهُ الْخَلْقَ كَتَبَ فِي كِتَابٍ فَهُوَ عِنْدَهُ مَوْضُوعٌ عَلَى الْعَرْشِ إِنَّ رَحْمَتِي تَغْلِبُ غَضَبِي وَفِي لَفْظٍ فَهُوَ عِنْدَهُ عَلَى الْعَرْشِ. وهذا حديث متفق عليه. When Allah completed the creation, He wrote in a book. In another narration, He wrote in His book. He wrote in a book with Him on His throne, on His arsh, He wrote, quote, My rahmah, my mercy overpowers my anger. End of quote. And in another narration, my rahmah, my mercy has preceded my anger. An agreed upon hadith. So when you compare the special relationship between ar-rahmah, mercy, and the throne, as explained in this hadith, to the saying of ar-rahmanu ala al-arsh istawa, to the saying of the most beneficent rose over the mighty throne, and you compare it to the other saying of Allah in Surah Al-Furqan, chapter 25, verse 59, الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ الرَّحْمَنِ فَاسْأَلْ بِهِ خَبِيرًا. Allah, who created the heavens and the earth and all that's between them in 6 days, then He stawa, rose above the arsh, in a matter of course that befits His majesty. Ar-Rahman, the most beneficent, Allah, ask Him, O Prophet, concerning His qualities, His rising over the arsh, His creation, etc. As He is, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the all-knower of everything. So from there one can therefore understand in this relationship between the name Allah and Ar-Rahman, this emphasizes the great attribute of Ar-Rahmah, of mercy. And the greatness of Ar-Rahmah, of mercy, is beautifully deduced from its linkage to the greatest of all creation, and that is Al-Arsh. And that is Al-Arsh, which is the throne. Thirdly, Malik al-Mulk, the possessor of the kingdom, and the Malik, owner of the day of resurrection, Malik yawm al-Din. All the attributes of justice, all the attributes of justice, qabd and bast, decreasing and increasing the provisions, exalting some and lowering others, giving and taking, enduing honor and humiliating, judgment and compelling, all are denoted by His name, Al-Malik. All are denoted by His name, Al-Malik. The name Allah is linked to Ar-Rabb, to the Lord, to the name Ar-Rabb, to the name Ar-Rabb, to the name the Lord, to Ar-Rahman, to the most beneficent, to Al-Malik, the possessor, and all of the attributes denoted by His name. He is praised in His ilahiyya, in His divinity, in His rububiyya and His lordship, and in His rahmaniyya and His mercy from rahmah, and in His mulk and His kingdom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this linkage very clear in the great surah, which is the opening chapter in the Quran, Suratul Fatiha. Alhamdu lillahi rabbil alameen. Rabb. Alhamdulillah, Allah. Rabb, the Lord of all creation. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. مَالِكِ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ. All praise and thanks be to Allah, رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ, the Lord of creation, the possessor of the day of recompense. Fourthly, each name is perfect on its own. Each name is perfect on its own. When mentioned with other names, look at this. Each name is perfect on its own. When mentioned with other names, perfectness on top of perfectness is emphasized. Perfectness on top of perfectness is emphasized. Take for example, the names of Al-Aziz and Al-Hakim, the two names of Allah. Al-Aziz, the Almighty. Al-Hakim, the All-Wise. And take with also that Al-Alim, the All-Knower. Now, being Al-Aziz, being the Almighty, he is able to do anything he wants. He does not, however, do anything without hikmah, because he is Al-Hakim. He is the All-Wise. And he is the All-Wise in his creation and in his command. So everything in his creation and command is related to his might. He is Al-Aziz, the Almighty, and related to his hikmah, to his wisdom, because he is the All-Wise. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا. And Allah is ever Almighty and All-Wise. Similarly, the hikmah, the wisdom, is linked to his knowledge. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. In the same chapter 4:26, وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. And Allah is the All-Knower, All-Wise. In fact, all of Allah's actions are according to his knowledge, his wisdom, might and ability. And these are perfectly inseparable. These are perfectly inseparable attributes. Since all are attributes of himself. Since all are attributes of himself. Fifthly, some of Allah's names are characterized by or possess many attributes. Some of Allah's names are characterized or possess many attributes. We know that Allah is Al-Majid. We know that Allah is Al-Majid. And that he is Al-Azim, the most great. And that he is As-Samad. We'll explain these meanings, inshallah. And he is As-Samad. Each of these names is characterized by specific and perfect attributes. Let's take first Al-Majid. Al-Majid possesses perfect attributes whose meanings testify to his perfect name. The superabundance being sufficient to fulfill all the needs of his creation. Amplitude, profusion and honor. So this name is characterized by these attributes. That's why the name Al-Majid is part of the dua of the invocation in which the Muslim asks Allah to grant his super abundant salah to our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. O Allah, have your salah. And the salah of Allah upon the Prophet is mentioning his, praising him in the loftiest place in paradise before the angels. O Allah, have your salah upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the family of Muhammad as you did make your salah upon Ibrahim and the family of Ibrahim. Verily you are the most praised and you are Al-Majid. The Muslim is asking for superabundance of salah and for continuous giving, all of which are related to his name Al-Majid. Similarly, many perfect attributes are associated with the name Al-Azim. And with As-Samad. As-Samad is a Sayyid, is the master. As Abdullah bin Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, said, with perfect mastership and above whom there is none. All creation is in need of him and they seek refuge in him. So as you can tell, alhamdulillah, that yani each name is characterized by more than one attribute. Or many of these names are characterized by more than one attribute. Six, although some names and qualities of Allah's creation have ishtirak. What is the meaning ishtirak? Ishtirak literally means sharing. Although some names and qualities of Allah's creation have ishtirak with some of Allah's names and attributes, this bears no degradation whatsoever on Allah. His names and attributes are all perfect and unique to Him. And each name or attribute of any created being is unique to Him or it. Allah is not like His creation, and the creation is not like Allah. So this ishtirak, which is called sharing, in this context, it refers to the fact that there is unspecified general agreement and coincidence in the terms and meanings of the names and attributes between the Creator and creation. When specified, however, each is distinguished by his own unique names and attributes. The Creator's names and attributes are perfect and unlike that of his creation. Those of his creation are imperfect and unlike that of Allah. Allah, for example, called himself Al-Hayy, the ever-living. Allah la ilaha illa huwa Al-Hayy Al-Qayyum. Allah, none has the right to be worshipped but He, the ever-living. He called some of His slaves Al-Hayy, the living. يُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَيُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ, as in Surah Al-Rum 30:19. He brings out the living from the dead, Al-Hayy, and brings out the dead from the living. Allah Al-Hayy is the ever-living, okay, is a name unique to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and is not the same as the name Al-Hayy, the living, which is unique to some created beings. The ever-living is perfect in His living, the life of the created ends and is imperfect. So although there is this general non-specific sharing in the names, but you see the distinction between the two. He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, also called Himself Al-Aleem, the All-Knower, and Al-Haleem, the Most Forbearing. He also called Ishaq, Isaac, Aleem, having knowledge, and Ismail, Haleem, Ismail, Haleem, Forbearing, as in Surah Al-Dhariyat 51:28. وَبَشَّرُوهُ بِغُلَامٍ عَلِيمٍ عَلَيْكُمُ السَّلَامُ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَبَرَكَاتُهُ وَبَشَّرُوهُ بِغُلَامٍ عَلِيمٍ. And they, the angels, gave Ibrahim, glad tidings of an intelligent son. عَلِيمٍ meaning having knowledge. عَلِيمٍ meaning having knowledge. Also, فَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِغُلَامٍ حَلِيمٍ in Surah Al-Saffat 37:101. So we gave him the glad tidings of a حَلِيم son, of a forbearing son, or a forbearing son. Allah Al-Aleem is the All-Knower. You see, there is a sharing there. There is a non-specified sharing in the names. Allah Al-Aleem, the All-Knower, is not Ishaq, the one having knowledge, quote unquote. And Allah Al-Haleem, the Most Forbearing, is not Ibrahim's forbearing son. Also, Allah named Himself As-Sami' al-Basir. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa ta'ala wa barakatuh. Allah named Himself As-Sami' al-Basir, the All-Hearer, the All-Seer. And called man Sami' al-Basira, Hearer-Seer. Called man Hearer-Seer. And Allah is not the created, quote, Seer or Hearer. So there is a sharing in the name, a general, non-specific sharing, but each is qualified with his unique attributes. Allah is Ar-Ra'uf Ar-Rahim. Ar-Ra'uf, the full of kindness. Ar-Rahim, the most merciful. He named some of his slaves Ra'uf, kind. And he named some of his slaves also Rahim, merciful. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most noble man, was called Ra'uf and Rahim. Yet this does not make the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam like Allah. Certainly Allah is not like the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the other side. The one who is full of kindness is not like the one who is kind, and the one who is most merciful is not like the one who is merciful. Allah himself called himself Al-Malik, the king, and named some of his slaves by Al-Malik, the king. And Allah the king is not like his slave king. And the same holds true regarding Allah's attributes. The attribute of knowledge, Al-Ilm, is affirmed as an attribute of Allah. Knowledge is also an attribute of his slave. وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنْ عِلْمِهِ in Surah Al-Baqarah 255, and they will never encompass anything of his knowledge, of Allah's knowledge. Allah said about those who rejected the message, فَرِحُوا بِمَا عِنْدَهُمْ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ فَرِحُوا بِمَا عِنْدَهُمْ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ they were glad and proud with that which they had caught of the knowledge, meaning of worldly things. And the knowledge of Allah cannot be encompassed. Man's knowledge is limited, and Allah's knowledge is unique to him, and man's knowledge is unique to man, and the two are not alike. Allah has a will. Okay. Allah has a will, and man has a will. Allah loves, and man loves. Allah hates, and man hates. Allah likes, and man likes. Allah acts, and man acts. Allah speaks, and man speaks. Allah described himself as having two hands, and man has two hands. All of Allah's attributes are his, and all of the attributes of the creation are theirs. And there is no similitude, equivalence, nor likeness to Allah's will, love, liking, disliking, hating, hands, face, speech, and so forth. The fact that some of the names and attributes of Allah cannot be denied, the fact that some of the names and attributes of Allah cannot be denied because of this ishtirak, because of this general non-specific sharing with certain names and attributes of the created, they cannot be affirmed in ways, on the other hand, they cannot be affirmed in ways that make them similar and or equivalent to those of the created. And this is very important. Allah's names and attributes are real and true, and nothing is like unto him. And they are real and true and unique to him. And man's attributes are real and true, and they are unique to him. Seventh, the names and attributes are husna also because they are best and most perfect, because they came from the way of al-wahi, of revelation, and not from the human intellect. The mind is incapable of comprehending many existing matters, let alone the nature of the unseen. That's why the understanding of the righteous predecessors, the Salaf al-Salih, regarding the role of the human intellect with respect to the texts of revelation from the Quran and Sunnah follows a medium course between two extremes, between the schools of scholastic theology, philosophy, which over-exaggerated the role of the mind, and between the other extreme, which is the mystic Sufism, which, quote, froze the mind's reasoning and replaced it with zawq, spiritual experience, aiming achieving what they call the states of fana, a spiritual state of annihilation in Allah, and wusul, arrival to Allah, and all of these complicated terminologies. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew about Allah through al-wahi, through the revelation, and so did the Prophet and the messengers before him. Had this so-called kashf, revelation, quote unquote, and which is the Sufi ways, and the scholastic theology been a prerequisite to the knowledge of Allah, then the early generations of this ummah would have rushed to adopt them. They were the best of generations because they knew of Allah in the way chosen by him, and that is the Quran and the teachings he inspired to his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they didn't resort to any other alternative. The human intellect and the mystic so-called spiritual experiences are unable to comprehend what names and attributes Allah deserves. And that is like saying things about Allah which one has no knowledge of. ولا تقف ما ليس لك به علم إن السمع والبصر والفؤاد كل أولئك كان عنه مسؤولا. In Surah Al-Isra 17:36. And follow not, O man, that of which you have no knowledge of, the hearing and the sight and the heart of each of those you will be questioned by Allah. قل إنما حرم ربي الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن والإثم والبغي بغير الحق وأن تشركوا بالله ما لم ينزل به سلطانا وأن تقولوا على الله ما لا تعلمون. Say, O Muhammad, but the things that my Lord has forbidden are al-fawahish. Al-fawahish are the great evil sins, every kinds of unlawful sexual intercourse, etc. Whether committed openly or secretly, sins of all kinds, unrighteous oppression, joining partners in worship with Allah for which He has given no authority, and here is the point of evidence, and saying things about Allah of which you have no knowledge. Surah Al-A'raf 33. Assigning names to Allah that He did not reveal, and or describing Allah by attributes that He didn't describe Himself, is a serious injustice against Allah. The Muslim abides by the most beautiful names and attributes as they are in the text of the Quran and the authentic Hadith. Now, the eighth reason why the names of Allah are Husna, most perfect, is that all of Allah's names are from the Muhkam. They are from the Muhkam, which the clear meanings, either on its own or due to other evidences. Their meanings in the Arabic language are not majhul, they are not unknown. The only thing that is majhul, is unknown, is the kayf, is the how of each name. Ninth, overall, it is wrong to derive specific names for Allah from certain specific actions which come restricted in some texts in the Quran and Sunnah. This is very important. Overall, it is wrong to derive specific names for Allah from certain specific actions which came restricted in some texts of the Quran and the Sunnah. For example, Allah mocks at the hypocrites. Allah mocks at the hypocrites who, out of mockery, declare belief when they encounter the believers. Allah yastahzi'u bihim wa yamudduhum fi tughyanihim ya'mahun. 2:15. Allah yastahzi'u bihim, mocks at them, and gives them increase in their wrongdoings to wander blindly. No name of Allah, therefore, no name of Allah is justifiably derived from the act of mocking. Allah mocks at the hypocrites. So, no name of Allah is justifiably derived from the act of mocking. For example, to say mustahzi. Since Allah yastahzi'u bihim, you can't say that Allah is mustahzi, meaning the one who mocks, you know, because no such name is affirmed for Allah in the Quran or in the Sunnah. The mocking of Allah at those who mock at Him and His deen is, in this case, a perfect attribute. However, it cannot be generalized that mocking is an attribute of Allah, because in its unrestricted use, it has a negative as well as a good meaning. The same holds true in the following restricted cases. إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَهُوَ خَادِعُهُمْ. In 4:142. Verily, the hypocrites seek to deceive Allah, but it is He who deceives them. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. Also with respect to his plotting. 3:54. And they, the disbelievers, makaru, plotted, meaning they plotted They plotted to kill Jesus alayhi salam. And Allah makara, planned too. And Allah is the best of the planners. Allah's deception of the hypocrites is perfect and good. It is mentioned in response to their evil deception. Also, the word makara has a bad meaning, to have an evil plan, to carry out some secret purpose. That was the plot of the disbelievers towards Allah's messenger Isa, Jesus alayhi salam. But Allah, in whose hands is all good, had good plans in which He saved Jesus from being killed on the cross. Therefore, we cannot generalize by saying that makr, planning, is an attribute of Allah. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests people with fitan, with trials. There is no such name that is derived from the act of fitna, of trial, that is affirmed in either the Quran or the Sunnah. And therefore, no name can be derived from such actions of Allah. The name Al-Muntaqim, the Avenger, is not one of Allah's beautiful names that are affirmed by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It came in the Quran in a restricted way, as in the saying of Allah the Most High, "Inna min al-mujrimuna muntaqimun," in Surah Al-Sajdah 32:22. Verily, we shall exact retribution from the mujrimeen, from the criminals, polytheists, etc. Also in Surah Ibrahim 14:47. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ ذُو انْتِقَامٍ. Certainly Allah is Almighty, all able of retribution. This is chapter 14, verse 47. So assigning names to Allah, which is not affirmed in the Quran and or the authentic Sunnah, is a grave sin, because it is from the type of saying on Allah without knowledge, as in the verse which we recited from Surah Al-A'raf 7:33. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Inshallah, on this note now, I will, will take a short break, and I will try to be back inshallah in about 10 minutes to continue this important subject. So please, brother G-Force, take control, and inshallah we will